Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, content is king. Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Voice is still a little shaky today, so bear with me over the next couple of hours. Stay as long as you like. Let me know when you leave. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to be part of the program, dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. No NHL, no NBA tonight. And maybe that's good. I could use a breather. A lot of hockey over the weekend. You know, hockey's one of those sports that you don't have to know the players. When it gets to playoff hockey, a game seven, there's no other sport that compares to it. Now, when you're watching hockey during the regular season, you probably consider yourself hardcore. But the casual fan who tunes in to watch hockey will always say the same thing. Golly, there's no playoff action that's better than hockey. Game seven, where you know all it takes is one shot. And you had that yesterday over the weekend, and it was a lot of fun. The game sevens that you had, the Flames advance, Rangers, Oilers, Lightning, Hurricanes. You had a game seven with the Mavs and the Suns. You had a game seven with the Celtics and the Bucks. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Remember when the Dallas Mavericks traded for Kristaps Porzingis? That was 2019. And a lot of people thought, okay, there you go. Luka's got a running mate here. Well, the big man wasn't a bust, but he's not as good as advertised. And they sent him to Washington. And it was one of those trade deadline deals where you go, oh, Porzingis got traded. Who did they get in return? Spencer Dinwiddie. And then they got some guy that nobody can pronounce his first name. Is it Davis Bertans? And you go, okay, yeah. I think he's known as the Is he like the Latvian laser something? He's got a nickname.
You just made that up.
You made it up.
I might have.
We'll go with it.
Will you Google Davies?
No, because I don't want to spoil it.
He's got some nickname that he got in Europe. Nobody calls him that in the United States.
If he was Davis Bertans, he wouldn't be in the league.
Yeah. Latvian laser.
Is he like the Latvian laser? Something like that?
Exactly right.
Is it?
Yeah, nicknamed the Latvian laser.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Cannot believe that that's an actual thing.
I don't know where that came from. The deep recesses of my mind. I can't tell you what I had for dinner last night, but I can tell you that Davies Bertans is known as the Latvian laser. Dinwiddie's been a nice fit with a nice compliment with Brunson, with Doncic. And last night, he contributed 30 in the Mavs blowout win. It's one of those, be careful what you ask for. When the Suns started mocking Luka, and I thought, gosh, I took a trip down memory lane when the Miami Heat with LeBron James and D-Wade were mocking Dirk Nowitzki. Remember when he had the cough and they would go, they would stand next to him or they walk by him and go, and I go, oh, no, don't do that. Because it didn't turn out well for the Miami Heat when they did that to another Dallas Maverick. But you're watching and I kept going, where are the Suns? Where? Remember, it was they're up 2-0. And then I thought, okay, maybe Dallas gets one or two wins out of this. And, you know, give credit to what Dallas has done offensively and defensively. I had to laugh. I text my good buddy Nick Wright. I said, nobody's bringing up Luka's lack of defense. Remember, that was a big deal? Oh, they're taking advantage of him. I go, oh, okay. Is anybody taking advantage of him now? And the answer is no. He scored the same number of points that the Phoenix Suns did in the first half. I'm going, oh, my God, this is not good. And Luka was having a whole lot of fun. Here is a question to Chris Paul and his health after the loss last night.
Chris, just didn't seem like you were yourself tonight. Is there anything as far as the hand or anything going on with that, or was it just the game itself?
Just a tough game. You know, all season long, we try to lean on our defense. Tonight, our defense wasn't there. Our offense wasn't there either. So I think Coach said a lot of it. You know what I mean? You play all season to be in this situation and didn't work out for us.
Yeah, I don't know if he was banged up. You know, there was talk afterwards that he was dealing with an injury, leg injury there. You still got to be able to play. Offensively, defensively. Like, no excuses. Zero. At home, you're mocking Luka. You have a better team. You were the best team in the Western Conference. And then you no-show. And I thought about this last night. You know, I always hear from the Phoenix Suns fans, hey, you never mentioned Devin Booker for MVP. Okay. And I usually respond that Chris Paul is probably the most valuable player. Devin Booker is the best player on the team. And there's a big difference. And then I wondered, if you swap these two stars, Devin Booker and Luka. Luka got to play with the Phoenix Suns. And Devin Booker played for the Mavs. The Mavs wouldn't have gotten this far. Not at all. Not even close. Devin Booker, wonderful score. Wonderful. But he's not Luka. This is where you say, desperate times, desperate measures, I'm going to put the team on my back. Jason Tatum did this in Boston. Greek Freak did this last year. Luka did this series last night, and that's why they're going to play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. This is where you make a name for yourself. You want to say to the voters next year, don't forget about me. Look at what I did this year in the playoffs. Well, next year, those voters are going to look at Devin Booker and go, yeah, but I don't know. He didn't show up. Luka, meanwhile, this is what you want. He just turned 23. Turned 23 in February. I mean, he's been doing big boy things for 5-6 years now, going back to when he was in Europe. But be careful. The basketball gods have a way of going, oh, I don't think so. You know, that's where you get the Mutombo finger wave. Like, no. You got a chance to close him out. Close him out. You kept him alive, and now you're dead. This program brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. My birthday sale. Everything on the website. On sale. DanPatrick.com. 35% off. You can celebrate my birthday. I didn't. All I did was sleep over the weekend. I was fine with that. But it's one of those where I'm at home during the week, get things done during the afternoon. My wife is, you know, working on, you know, most days during the week. So she decides she wants to do spring cleaning. Well, I've been working all week. I'm not doing spring cleaning, and it's my birthday. So all the noise that's made and that she's like, am I keeping you up? Yes! So that was my birthday. It was like, okay, great. And then my youngest daughter surprised me, came home, and so that was nice. But didn't do anything for the birthday other than respond to everybody the same way. Thanks. And then that was it. Like, put your hands together, like prayers. That was it. Everybody who...
prayers?
Yeah.
For you?
Yes. Yeah.
You're telling us to pray for you.
Yes. Yes. Say your prayers for me. Yeah. But big birthday yesterday. Thanks for everybody who sent wishes. Marvin didn't send any.
Oh, no.
Dang, Marvin.
You know what's crazy? I don't have DP's phone number.
Do you have my email?
Huh?
Yeah.
You have my email.
All I know is Fritzy sent me a note, and it, you know, it's like 8:30, or yeah, Todd sent it out at like 8:30 in the morning. You know, like happy birthday and hope it's great and all those. I said, you are late. Two people had already beat you to the punch, and one was Jason Jackson, the Miami Heat reporter.
Unacceptable. I felt like, and I said I was going to probably do it like a little after midnight. I must have dozed off or something.
Yeah.
But I sent you like little emojis of like a balloon and like a little gift thing and cake. So that was cute.
You could get me a gift, like an actual gift.
It's a lot less expensive to just send a little picture of like a little
wrap. No, I'm fine with it.
Smiley face.
I'm fine with it. You get to a certain point where birthdays, it's just not any fun. Nobody cares. They don't. Got a little cake, you know, like a really small cake.
Like a onesie cake?
Yeah. Had like one candle on it. What time?
So what was your most fun birthday party like as a kid? Like I used to...
No, I don't want to do this.
Why not?
Not because I don't care.
I just want to know what your best birthday was.
No. You want to tell your story. It's about my damn birthday.
I'm just saying I used to have these bowling birthday parties,
Todd,
which were fun.
Todd, I didn't want to hear yours. I had a crappy birthday.
The winning score would get like a triple pack of football cards.
I didn't have a... You know, it was a boring birthday.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Thank you, Todd. What's poll question we're going to go with today?
Dan, we got options.
Okay.
We have got options. Okay. We could go with more shocking, Luka's first half or the Suns' first half.
I'm not surprised at Luka. I am stunned by what I saw of the Phoenix Suns. Where you go, do you guys realize that this means you get to go to the Western Conference Finals? Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated will join us coming up next hour. But when you're down 42 going into the fourth quarter at home, game 7.
In the huddle, is it, come on, guys, let's go? Or is it just, let's start making travel plans?
I don't even know what Monty Williams would say in the huddle to them. Like, hey, you guys put yourself in this bleep. You guys get yourself out of it. Yeah, Seton.
You know what's funny, too, is that the final score still doesn't show how much of a blowout that game was.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was even worse than what the final score says. They played the fourth quarter basically against a B team.
Yeah.
And they still got destroyed.
Phoenix won the fourth quarter. Yeah. Boston made 22 three-pointers. That's the most ever in a game 7. You know, on the other end of the rainbow, the Bucks were 4 of 33. That's 12.1%. That's the worst three-point shooting percentage in an NBA playoff game by any team attempting at least 30 three-pointers.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day. top.
Stats of the day always brought to you by our good folks at Panini, PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul.
Dan, there's a gentleman named Grant Williams. Is that the name, Grant Williams?
Yes.
He was 7 of 18 for 3. Did the Celtics sign him 2 days ago? Because I don't think a lot of people know who he is.
Grant Williams got the green light yesterday, believe it or not. And he took advantage of it. He was great. But, you know, we talked about this when Chris Middleton was a scratch and wasn't going to play. And I said, nobody's going to talk about this now. But they're going to come around to talking about it because it's a big deal. When they lose, it's going to be a big deal. They didn't have Chris Middleton. You didn't have that. You know, Jason Tatum had help. Yes, Eaton.
You know how you always say, like, I'm okay losing. I'm not going to let, say, Tatum beat me. You can't let Brown beat me. I'll let the other guys beat me.
Yep.
Grant Williams was exactly that backfiring.
Yes, he was. He was.
You got to live with, okay, if this dude's going to beat us, and he's going to beat us.
Well, that's when I look back and I go, who beat us? Nah, Jordan. Jordan hit a game winner. Magic dominated. Bird was unbelievable. All right, I look back and I go, how did we lose? Yeah, Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
How did we let Grant Williams beat us?
Yeah. Well, it was either that or let Jason Tatum beat us. We let Grant Williams beat us. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with it. Give credit. Boston was a better team. They were. What other poll questions do we have?
We've got one here from, well, I'm going to let you guess which Danette sent this in. Who had the worst weekend?
Oh, that's a Pauly special.
That is a Pauly special. Absolutely. Right there, yes.
You know what? Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll settle on the poll question. We'll hear from the Milwaukee Bucks, Devin Booker as well. Take a break. Just getting started on this Monday. Dan Patrick Show. Did you know that children can be targets of identity theft just like us? School or medical office data breaches are common ways that the information is exposed to cyber thieves. Help protect your child's identity by limiting how much you share with their social security number, finding safe locations for their documents, keeping your online devices free of viruses and spyware. And you probably never thought about this. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own. And you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it is easy to help protect what's yours with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right here. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick. For 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Yeah. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle, MBUSA.com, MBUSA.com. All right, Seton, you were ready to give us another perhaps poll question, who had a worst weekend?
We did, yeah, 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 this one, the Paul Papp special.
Okay.
Who had the worst weekend?
Ooh, okay.
Do the Bucks, Suns? We have Chris Paul on here, Phil Mickelson, ooh, the Reds.
Ooh. You know, the Reds should have a documentary crew. Like, just do the 30 for 30 now. Let's just get it started. I don't know how it ends, but let's just get it started. And, you know, they threw a no-hitter and lost. That's really hard to do, but they did. They lost 1-0.
Six times in the history of baseball. That
yeah.
They're making history, the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes. Not good history. We're making history.
Would you rather throw a no-hitter and lose or
get blown out? Yes, Paul.
On the poll, I put both the Suns and Chris Paul because it feels like Chris Paul is having a worse day than the Suns franchise is. He suddenly got really, really old in 8 days.
Well, also, he has got a history here. He's almost to point guards as Doc Rivers is to coaching when it comes to playoffs and disappointment.
Dang.
Well, they've blown leads. I think, you know, Chris has had been up 2-0 and then lost. I mean, the numbers are there. It's not my opinion. He's a Hall of Famer. But you start to look at these numbers, you know, this isn't one of those one-offs or, oh, that's a coincidence. Yeah, Marv.
He's basically the opposite of Giannis because Giannis kind of has, like, free reign now. And so also when the Suns are up 2-0, everyone's like, we got him right where we want him.
Well, Giannis, I think, gets a hall pass this year. He's earned that because he won the title last year. He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable in this series. He was the best player, didn't have Chris Middleton, and Boston was a better team. But it felt like He deserved a hall pass there. Here is the Bucks head coach, Mike Budenholzer, on his team's effort.
I couldn't be more proud of the team and the competitiveness and the character and the toughness. And it's a great group. You know, we've been through a lot together, a lot of basketball. You know, we've had success. And now tonight, you know, we hit a wall or we met our end. And it hurts and it's hard. But my respect and love for the team isn't any different right now than it is at any other time.
All right. Mike Budenholzer, far be it from me to make fun of somebody who cries. Paulie?
Yeah, I'll do that. What if Coach would have said, I could be a little bit prouder of if we advance the next round. I mean, I got to be prouder to advance than to bow out.
Now, that's where you go, I'd love for this to be tears of joy, but they're not.
Never been proud of a team. What about last year when you won the title?
Yeah.
Got to be swollen with pride.
Yeah, I would think. More proud if you kept winning.
Yeah.
It's a title.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I know a coach doesn't want to point fingers and blame the players and they want to take it upon themselves. But what do you make of a coach like Monty Williams after a game 7 at home saying, I didn't have my players prepared for the game? Well, is that a possibility?
He's trying to take the pressure off them. But I would love for somebody to go, Monty, when did you know that you didn't prepare them adequately for Luka? Like, did you, warm-ups, first quarter? When did you get that sense that I didn't prepare them? How do you prepare them? How about, A, don't make fun of Luka. B, guard Luka. That's how I prepare you. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, that would have been the best advice from, hey, you two, stop laughing, stop talking trash,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was a masterclass in... trash talk, vengeance.
It's the basketball gods. Ooh. Basketball gods.
It's Draymond, if he's looking
ahead. Oh, I know. Yeah. That's probably where Steve Kerr goes, hey, let's don't poke him, all right? Just, you know, you want to be an agitator, but don't poke the bear here with Luka.
I don't know that he knows that line.
No, he's not. That's who he is. That's how he's going to play. All right, we'll get phone calls here. We got our play of the day. Drew Brees, question mark? I saw that report by Andrew Marchand of the New York Post that Drew Brees is out at NBC. Is he back in the NFL? Does he want to go to Amazon? Does he want to go to Fox? Where does Drew want to go? Does he want to focus on family, business? Does he look around and look at these contracts and goes, wait a minute, I was supposed to be the guy that was going to get this kind of money. And he missed out. And now, you know, how valuable is Drew Brees if you're Fox waiting for Tom Brady? You got Greg Olson in the on-deck circle. Amazon hired Kirk Herbstreit to work with Al. Drew has been doing Notre Dame games. Is he going to continue to do Notre Dame games? Doesn't want to be a studio analyst, wants to do games, but he didn't do games very well when he got the opportunity in the playoffs. But I read the tweet there, Paulie.
Quote, despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know.
Wow. Sounds a little snarky there.
There were some media organizations this morning that treated him saying, I may play football again, as if it was a serious comment. Do you think that's out of context?
Well, you have to understand how this business works, and
sure.
You know that. It's like, hey, what can we do? Let's run with this. I mean, people lead with Baker Mayfield now in this business. There's nothing new. Jimmy Garoppolo, there's nothing new, but they get clicks. Drew Brees... coming back to the Saints, question mark? All right, you explore it, as we will, and you should. Is there a possibility? Now, they just brought in Jarvis Landry. You got Olave from Ohio State. Michael Thomas coming back? Maybe. I would be surprised he played football again. He had surgery. And if we make fun of Tua's arm, you know, Drew Brees is similar. But I don't know if he's joking or not. As Steve Young told me many, many times years ago, nobody wants to retire. You know, you have to retire. Injury, circumstances, family. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger wanted to retire. But Drew Brees probably goes, all right, TV didn't work out the way I thought it would. would I be able to come back and play for the Saints? Because he's still under contract. That's what people, I think, are missing out on when they go, well, he could go to Miami. He could go to Carolina. And I go, I guess he could go to Seattle. The only place Drew Brees would be coming back to, I would think, would be New Orleans, if that was even a possibility. And if I'm Dennis Allen, the new head coach of the Saints, I kind of want to move on here. Because I don't want this, how good is he going to be? Is he going to then want to play another year? You know, does Drew look at Tom Brady and go, I should be able to do this? I just think that the TV part of this didn't work out the way Drew thought it was going to. And maybe NBC as well. And maybe he looks at this and says, I'm not being used properly. But he had the opportunity in the playoffs, the Bengals game against the Raiders, and it felt like he was watching a game. He wasn't analyzing a game. And, you know, this is something that Tom Brady's going to have to understand. Tom Brady's probably during the course of the year going to have to sit down and actually watch a game with the best analyst. See how Romo does it, Collinsworth does it, Herbie, what he's going to do. These analysts, and understand, because Tom doesn't watch football games like that, but now you have to watch a football game because you're going to be doing the same thing. And you can prep all you want, but there's a flow to it. There's a rhythm to it. And you have to get it, and you have to get it in real time. And I don't remember too much of Drew doing Notre Dame games. I mean, I would watch him, but you go in and you have to be great right away. You don't get a chance to, you know, sort of start out, you know, work AAA. You're going right to the World Series. You're going right to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the feeling. National TV, big deal. Here you go. Oh, we've been waiting. NBC waited a year to get him. Okay, let's see what you got. And then there wasn't a whole lot there. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be developed, but you don't get a second chance at a first impression. Now, Drew may look at this and go, I should have gotten this kind of money. I should have gotten this kind of opportunity. And those seats, they're all filled up. Yeah, Paul.
And Drew Brees signed his deal with NBC, which was estimated at $6 million. And he kind of did that before Tony Romo signed his big deal. Now Brees is on, like you said, the other side of this when all the money's being thrown around, but he's not in that hot property category right now.
And it felt like he was bothered that this news broke, and he probably had to spend the weekend answering questions about, why are you leaving NBC? Does NBC not want you? Where are you going? Are you going to go to Fox and do games? It's studio host for Amazon, or a studio analyst. I got the feeling that Drew Brees was frustrated. And I think that tweet that he sent out was kind of snarky to say, I may do all these things. I may do none of these things. Who knows? I may play football again. Who knows? I may, go into a spike ball league or whatever it's called. But that felt like that was snarky. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. You know, Jarvis Landry going to the Saints, and I would never sign a wide receiver. After the rookie year contract's up, I'm not going to bring you back. Now, there might be a couple of exceptions, but Jarvis Landry is a wonderful player. I mean, he really is consistent. There's nothing that stands out where you go, wow, did you see Jarvis Landry? You just kind of, at the end of a game, you go, wow, man, he had 8 catches for 98 yards. He's gone to the Pro Bowl 4 times. But in today's NFL, in today's college football world, you can find a ton of wide receivers. And they're not going to cost you what Jarvis Landry. I don't know what they paid for Jarvis Landry. He probably wanted $20 million a year. But I'm not going to pay that. I'll find a wide receiver. Feels like there's more and more every single year. But Jarvis Landry to the Saints, got some weapons there. And Jameis Winston, let's see what you got. Put in your contacts. Let's go. Make sure you know who you're throwing to.
Instead of buckle up your chin strap, put in your contacts?
No, just it's a new, pep talk. Come on, let's put in our contact lenses so we know who we're throwing to. How about some saline solution? Ready? Let it break. Does anybody think Drew Brees is going to play football? Okay. And he just had shoulder surgery. I think he had it this past year.
It's all cleaned up now.
Yeah. I can testify it doesn't clean up your shoulder. I'm just trying to, you know, toss baseball or football around the house. He's trying to, you know, throw it in between two defenders. Yes, Paulie.
Plus, I don't know if that fresh turf is settled yet. If he puts a helmet on top of it next year. I'm serious. I mean, you know, he cleaned up things on aisle five up top. And if you put a helmet on it, it could rip out from the roots. Is that okay?
Do you have to take that off if you're going to play again?
I don't know. Because if he goes back to the Saints, he has to go back to the old hair.
So that's how we're going to know if he's coming back. Do you see Breeze? What? He's coming back. How do you know? He took off his hair. He what? Yeah, he took off his hair.
Like a hype video.
Man, I don't know how that would work, though. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I'm just being a little sensitive to a little hair joke.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Well, his is the choice. Yeah. His is the choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little sensitive.
Took off his hair.
Well, what do you call it?
I guess I don't know.
Can you have the helmet on?
It's problematic.
I don't know.
It has to be factored into his decision whether to play football again.
They're transplants. Right? Remember we offered to buy you
And someone came in and painted something on or shellacked something on my scalp.
No, the real, you know, like Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for the pellets and the, you know, just kind of the watering can on top of my scalp to see what would happen.
Wayne Rooney got new moss.
Seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever, you know, makes you feel better about yourself. Yes, Paul.
Some people do look way better bald. I was like Urlacher. I was scared to death of him when he was bald. Now he looks like a guy who works at the local bank branch who's jacked.
Yeah.
But he's jacked, but he's just wearing a tie and like a name tag. Like Nick Wright on Fox, when he was bald, he kind of had an edge to him.
Yeah.
Now he still has an edge because his hair is cool. Like Jason Statham, if he ever grew hair, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah. Remember when Pippen went bald?
Oh, that was late. I think that was 95.
See, that's, once again, you can't have Michael look so good bald and then Scotty's going to go bald. And then you go, no, don't do that. Poor Scotty can't catch a break, you know? Hey, I'm thinking about going bald. Have you seen Michael? Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go bald. Hey, sorry, Todd.
Once again, he's the Robin of scalps. That's just true. The Robin. He wouldn't look anything close to MJ bald.
Yeah.
Scalps.
I'm not sure how we got on this topic. Marv, you look good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
How's your birthday?
Crappy.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. But to me, after 21, the birthdays get less and less eventful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Marv. Yes, Paul.
Marvin, are you bald-ish by choice? Because it looks like you could still grow it.
I can still grow it, but the hairline isn't what it used to be.
Is it LeBron-like hairline?
You know what? We're close. The headband might be up a little bit.
Like Lester Holtish? From NBC?
Oh, you know what? Lester Holt, like, you know what? It's looking like the Indianapolis Colts, you.
Oh,
if it grows out some, so it's just not what it used to be.
Okay. Keep your head up.
You know, me and Todd, I'm dapping you from afar.
That's right. I feel it. I feel you, dog.
Keep your bald head up, okay? Keep your head up. Let's see. Best and worst of the weekend.
Paul's got to get some bloops for the Lester Holt. Line,
I love Lester Hall. Grew up on him in Chicago. He's got his hairlines
way
back.
Yeah, but, you know, Fritzy hands out the bloops, and he didn't give out a bloop.
They held off on that one.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a random poll, but I thought that it was very observant, and it's network news. I mean, you're always watching the networks.
I love watching Lester
Holt. No. You're local. You're live local and late breaking.
No, but I watched Lester Holt, though.
Live local and heartbreaking, because you're always looking for the anchor woman.
Shout out to Rachel Frank and Jen Bernstein. Yes. Fox 61 Connecticut, West Hartford.
Fritzy watches the news with the sound down. He doesn't even have the closed caption. Like, he doesn't even care what they're saying.
I really don't.
Yeah.
There's just always some horrible thing happened. I just want to see what's going on.
And Fritz, you'll go, hey, you know, can you invite these news anchors to your house for your Christmas party? I go, I don't know them.
Because I said there was one gentleman there that I know is on one of the local news stations. Yeah. I'm like, how about we mix it up and bring a couple of ladies in?
Yeah, too? But I don't know them. That's my wife knows the wife of a local news person.
And I chatted it up with him. He was a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Stormfield was his name?
No. But you probably were peppering this guy about a co-anchor that he had.
I absolutely was.
But I don't run. Just because I'm sort of in the broadcast world, that community, it doesn't mean we know each other.
I'm like, do you know Amanda Rouse? He's like, what? What are you asking me?
Play of the day is up next, then your phone calls back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Fox, ripping air, top the right circle, moves in, shoots, off the, it's in!
Oh, it's over!
Artemi Panarin scores, and the Rangers have won Game 7 in overtime!
Unbelievable!
There's Mavi Panarin in the far corner. The Rangers are moving on after another comeback victory.
Wow.
Here's Lindholm to Gaudreau. Near quarter to Kachuk. Behind the net to Gaudreau. He walks in front and drops. Lindholm shoots it up. Sure. Makes the right shoulder save. Gaudreau scores!
And the sea on red erupts!
That's courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network and Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sunday marked the first time the NHL had multiple Game 7s decided in overtime on the same day since 1997. By the way, the Rangers, first team in NHL playoff history to post comeback wins in three straight elimination games in the same series. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive. We might be getting older. We don't have to slow down. That's why I take M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone levels and boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Not ready to slow down? Give M-Drive a chance. Ted in Tampa joins us. Hi, Ted. Welcome back. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, hey, Dan, the Tampa Bay Lightning completed the first run toward NHL Stanley Cup 3. The Montreal Leafs. The other side of best is your show, Boss Legacy, is on now. It's on.
Got a bad connection there, Ted. Bosch is one of my favorite shows. I think it was around five seasons that it was on. It's about a detective, Los Angeles Police Department detective who kind of does things his own way. And then they just came out with Bosch Legacy. He's gone into being a private investigator. And his daughter is now on the police force. But Titus Welliver is the star.
You love that guy.
Of Bosch. Yes, he's good. Yeah, Paul.
I finished Ozark this weekend.
Yeah.
I have a theory. No matter what the series finale is, and this isn't groundbreaking, you're never going to be satisfied because you're just so bummed it's over. And no matter what they do in a series, because I think Ozark finished up pretty darn well. But no matter what series you watch and what series finale, because it's over, you're never going to be happy with it. You can never be comfortable with the final series, final episode.
I'm trying to think if there's one where I went, okay. Like Breaking Bad, I got it. The music that was playing, how Walter White died. I was okay with that. Didn't the show MASH, didn't they all come back home? Is that how MASH ended?
Alan Alda's flying out or something in the helicopter?
Yeah, see.
The best ending, there's two of best endings of all time, right? Do you remember the show Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
Where there's like these like, you know, prairie folk living out
in a house,
you know,
on
in
the prairie.
House, in the prairie, yeah.
Thank you. It
in
was a little house. It was a little house.
In this little town, and some like rich developer comes through to build a railroad line and blows the whole town up. That is the greatest ending of all time.
Not a happy ending, but it is reality. That's progress.
That's Little House on the Scary.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. What's the other one?
I don't remember which one, but Bob Newhart had two shows. And the ending of the second series that he had ended as a dream from the first.
Oh, okay.
For the first series. So, like, say there was the Bob Newhart show, and then the next one was just called Newhart. He woke up in bed with the wife from the first one, and that whole second series had just been one big dream.
Okay.
It was awesome.
I like that. Yeah, Paul.
The end of the TV show The Wire on HBO, they kind of did this montage where nothing changes. Like the drug trade still goes on, the cops are still doing it. Like everything you've seen over the past 5 years didn't change one damn thing.
Yeah.
That, I guess that's the way to summarize it.
Yeah, Marv.
Oh, I'm with Paulie completely. And I was just like, Michael, it's like a cycle. He just becomes, I mean, I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but but Michael just becomes basically Omar.
He's one of the young guys on the show. He just goes to be the next drug guy.
Yeah, he just becomes Omar or Marlo, whoever.
But that's what I thought The Sopranos was saying, that, you know, we die, but they live on. It'll be just somebody different in Tony's spot or some of the other characters on that show. I don't know if Paulie goes, am I allowed to talk about Ozark and the way it ended? And I go, I don't think so. Like, I don't know what the time frame is of, you know, because you can binge the show. It's not like you're waiting for the episode and the episode just came out.
Feels like people are still catching up, though.
Yeah. I don't want you to get roughed up, Paulie.
Did it set up itself for a one-timer movie?
No.
Of what happens after?
No. That's kind of the move, isn't it?
Ooh, I thought it did because you...
It might.
You can't tell what's going to happen with a couple different people.
I know that. I hope they don't do a movie.
Right.
I hope.
But if they did, though.
Oh, I'd want to.
We're all going.
Yeah, of course. Of course I would. Matt in Buffalo. Matt, how are you today?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing well. Same to you guys. Happy birthday. Belated to you.
Thank you, bud.
Calling in with the best and worst of the weekend. The worst of the weekend, obviously not necessarily the forum for your show or our discussion here, but the mass shooting and terrorism that took place in the city of Buffalo this past weekend.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone feeling for the victims and the families and the community as it rebounds. You know how tight-knit a community like Buffalo can seem until something like that transpired. Which leads me into my best of the weekend, which was yesterday afternoon. Bills safety Micah Hyde held his annual softball tournament with nearly every single team member of the Bills taking place and participating. And as part of that, you know, charity softball tournament, a large portion of the proceeds will be going to the victims and their families. So this team is really the heartbeat of the Buffalo community, and it was amazing to see such thoughtfulness, you know, within 24 hours of that event happening.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. Heartbreaking when you're watching that. Watched a lot of the coverage over the weekend. Andy in Buffalo. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Definitely echo the sentiments of what Matt just said. Also have a best and worst of the weekend for you here. Hockey game sevens last night were just incredible. Rangers moving on, obviously, with Artemi Panarin's goal. And then Stars, Flames, Jake Ottinger, 64 saves in a losing effort is just incredible. But couldn't get it done for the Stars. And then worst of the weekend, Maple Leafs, another year, another first-round loss. Now 0-10 in series clinching games since 2018. Haven't moved out of the first round since 04, and you're not going to find much sympathy from Buffalo Sabres fans. So
that's
have a
true.
Great week.
All right, Andy. The Stars goalie, Jake Ottinger, he saved 272 shots in the series. That's the most in an NHL playoff series since 2009. Playoff hockey, man. You give me a game seven, elimination game, I don't have to have a rooting interest. It's so much fun. And I really miss Doc Emrich this time of the year. I love Doc. You know, he can make any game better. But just to hear Doc do a game, and he was so selfless. He always pushed that game. It was not about his call. It was about the game. And I always admired that about Doc. That ability to not bring it back to him, but to push the product out. And nobody has done it better. Chris Mannix will join us. We'll talk about the Suns. We'll talk about the Bucks. Also talk about Luka and the Celtics. And who are the Lakers waiting on? They still need a head coach. Close out hour one with Panini America. Every week we talk about our friends, the official trading cards of the DP Show. Now we invite you to check out their new NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain for one-of-a-kind digital cards. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site, you're going to find the hottest rookies, the biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, and French Soccer League. So there's something for everybody. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. In honor of the playoffs, look out for Panini's latest NFT release at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. That's paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You're going to find the exclusive award cards, find your favorite players, NFT challenges there, or you can list your NFTs in the Panini Marketplace if you would like. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.